Welcome to a new segment on WUOT. It's called Health Connections. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth, and I'm joined by Dr. Carol Myers. You've probably heard her voice on our airwaves before, discussing her specialty, health policy, and how it affects us. And I want to say to Dr. Myers, as we get started with this new segment, we're going to be running at least through the summer, you came to us and said there's a problem here, at least in the way that health policy and health issues are typically reported. It seems arcane. It seems above people's heads. I heard you use the word abstract. We want to bring that down to earth for people who will be affected by these decisions.
Brandon, a lot of paths led me to my conversation with you most recently. What really precipitated it was the town hall meeting that the mayor sponsored back in February. And several things were important to me that night. One is the room was packed. People were very interested in hearing about the future of the Affordable Care Act and any repeal or replacement plans. And what I also noticed was that people were interested in how it impacted them and their families. They were having a hard time making that translation from what they were hearing on the news and what it would mean to them. And the third thing that I noticed is there was a need for more information. I don't think we can have one town hall meeting and think that that's sufficient.
That's what we're going to try to do this summer on Health Connections. And I also understand you're going to be maintaining a parallel blog where you'll be talking about these healthcare issues as well.
Yes. Like this radio show, the ideas are still evolving, Brandon. And right now I have a commitment to do a blog post at least twice a month. We're looking at this radio show being twice a month and then seeing what kind of feedback we get and, most importantly, what the listeners' responses are.
Well, let me begin with a little sample of what something we might want to talk about, and that's the debate over the Republican effort to succeed the Affordable Care Act with something new that's called the American Health Care Act, the AHCA. The House passed a version. There was a lot of controversy about that back in the spring. Now it's over in the Senate. What's going on right now?
There hasn't been quite the prominence, although it's still very important, about the negotiations that are going on about the Senate version of the AHCA. It's been telegraphed that there will be a vote very soon. We know the process, and the process is 13 white gentlemen from the Senate are deliberating behind closed doors, and we know that it's not following what many of us have expected from our government, and that's more transparency and inclusiveness. But when we look at what's going on across the country, rather than in those rooms where the 13 gentlemen are deliberating, is that people are very concerned about the House bill that passed and beginning to say what really matters is not being addressed in that bill. So we're at a little pause because of the other issues going on, but I think our listeners need to know this is not an issue that's going away.
We're going to be looking at health policy in Nashville on the state level as well and how that affects East Tennessee. You and I talked a little before we started taping, and I said, what is that interface between state and federal? What's the state responsible for? And you said, quite a bit.
Yeah, already the state has major roles in relation to our environment and, you know, what we do to support health in our state. But if the AHCA passes, actually a lot more responsibility is going to be passed to the state. That's going to be responsibility with a heavy financial burden.
Well, we also want to hear from all of you out there. What do you want to know about health care, coverage, access? What's on your mind? Send an email to newsroom@wuot.org and use Health Connections as your subject line. You can also tweet us at WUOTFM on Twitter. We'll be back on Tuesdays twice a month. Dr. Myers, I look forward to our conversations through the summer. Thank you for helping launch this project.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to work with you. Thank you.